Hello.
Patrick, how you doing?
How you guys doing? I'm doing great.
Good.
So what kind of emotions were you going through Monday night as you're watching that game?
Honestly, I wasn't going through any emotions. You know, it was a great game. It was a tremendous finish by the San Fran, by the 49ers, and the proper way to end up Candlestick, you know, the great tradition they had there. But honestly, I was just watching the game as a fan. You know, at the end of the day, I kind of knew that those guys were going to win, so I wasn't hoping or anything like that. But it was a great finish and a great Monday night game as well.
How much stronger of a threat do you look at the 49ers receiving corps now that Crabtree's joined the mix with Bolden and Vernon Davis?
Well, you know, they always been a threat. They pose threats to team secondary because Anquan Bolden, even before Crabtree was there, in his absence, because Vernon Davis picked up that slack tremendously, having a big year, and Anquan having his first 1,000-yard season since he left the Cardinals. So, I mean, those guys obviously still pose a threat to defenses, you know, week in and week out. It just makes those guys that much more dynamic now that they have Crabtree opposite of Anquan.
Do you see any difference between Crabtree in the last few games and the Crabtree that you covered last year?
He's slowly getting back into the groove. You know, like he's trying to get back in game shape, get back moving the way he used to. You know, you can tell he doesn't look as comfortable as he did when he was healthy. You know, obviously that's going to come with time. You know, but you know, he still can catch the ball. He still run good routes. You know, he's a competitor. You know, and it's always a big-time game every time I get an opportunity to match up with him, because I know he's going to bring his best, and, you know, that's the same thing I do as well. I'm a competitive cornerback, and he's a competitive receiver, and it's a great matchup each and every time we go up against each other.
He doesn't have what most people would consider blazing speed, so why is he able to make as many plays as he does?
I think he does, like you said, he don't have blazing speed, but he have exceptional speed. You know, he still can get away from defensive backs. You know, he still have the ability to stretch to take the top off defenses and things like that. But you know, he's so elusive, especially after the catch. He does a great job of gaining yards after the catch. And, you know, that's what some receivers are not gifted with. Like he reminds me of a Dez Bryant, you know, a guy that is tough to tackle once the ball is in his hands.
And he, it seems like he uses double moves as effectively as any receiver.
Exactly, and that's what they do as well. They get him on a lot of double moves to kind of fool defenses, to get the defensive back to stop his feet or settle down. And you know, receivers that are running forward, so it's difficult for defensive back to stop and go going backwards, you know.
Have you been caught on some of those?
I got caught one time, and that was my rookie year, the first play of the game.
How do you, last time
he got me on a double move.
How do you, as a cornerback, sort of combat what he does? Is it a lot of film study and kind of knowing when he's going to pull that double move, or how do you go about it?
Well, it's all about, you look at the situations. You know, teams typically don't do double moves if they're backed up or when they cross the 50. You know, that's the typical point of the game when teams try to do double moves. But, you know, they can mix it up any given time in the game, you know, especially because the eye in the sky never lies. You know, they have that offensive coordinator or that offensive coach up in the box looking and saying, okay, I think we can get him now. Or he's been sitting on the hitches all day. Let's try to get him with a double move now. Or, you know, he's playing for the comeback. Let's get him on a comeback go or something like that. So that eye in the sky never lies. And it all depends on the feel of the game and how the game is going.
Patrick, you noted he's probably not quite back to 100%, but I guess this is impressive to you what he's been able to accomplish given how serious of an injury he had.
Oh yeah, the timely fashion that he came back is definitely impressive to me. You know, to come back from a torn Achilles is huge, and to put up the numbers that he did Monday night, you know, you can tell that he's slowly getting that momentum, that confidence back in himself. You know, Kaepernick is always trusting, like you said, if he's in a one-on-one coverage, you know, he's trusting Crabtree to come down with the ball. You know, and that's great. To have that type of chemistry between a quarterback and receiver. He did look really good Monday, and hopefully he don't look good Sunday.
You say he's still trying to get back in the groove, so I'm wondering, do you think Bolden or Vernon is still a bigger threat than Crabtree is right now?
I mean, all those guys are threats. You know, all those guys have the ability, the big play ability, especially Vernon Davis, you know, having to line up against linebackers. You know, that's always an advantage, especially the type of athlete that he is, the type of speed that he has. He's like a receiver playing tight end. So, you know, it's always an advantage over some linebackers. I believe we have linebackers that have pretty good cover skills here. But, you know, those guys, all three of those guys have big playability. So, you know, it just make them that much more of a dynamic offense as far as dumping the ball off and passing the ball around the yard.
The first time you guys played them, that they went on that really long drive into the fourth quarter. How much attention has your defense been giving, you know, what the 49ers did to hold the ball so long against you guys?
Honestly, you know, it was a lot of mental errors on that drive. A lot of guys jumping out of their gaps, not staying in the proper gap, and not doing the proper assignment and things like that. So that's what that drive came down to, you know, and a lot of guys, I won't say we gave up, but we lost focus, you know, and what these guys wanted to do at a certain point in time. So that's what it came down to, and then that's what it's all about, especially playing against the 49ers late in the game. Kind of know what they're going to do, especially if they have the lead. They want to run the ball down your throat and see if you can stop it. And they ran the ball. I believe they ran the power open 5 times that series, back to back, picking up bits and bits of yards and equal the first downs. And they drove the ball down the field on us and closed out the game.
Patrick, I think a lot of people are surprised by your guys' record this year. Are you guys surprised? I mean, looking back at the beginning of the season, did you expect to have this type of season?
Exactly. I mean, every year you expect to have a good season. You just know it's not a guy in his locker room or a guy on either football team expect to have a bad season. You know, you go out for the off season. You prepare to be the best team in the league, and that's for every team. You know, we're not surprised in this locker room because we know we had the guys in this locker room to do it. You know, we got the coaches that been in these type of situations that, you know, that are used to winning, that are used to putting players in position to make plays. And that's what we've been doing. You know, we practice hard. We practice extremely hard over the off season, doing our OTA, mini camps, training camp, and things like that. And just all the pieces is starting to fall together. So we got to start. Now we just got to hope. The Saints lose and we pull out a victory Sunday, so we can get in the tournament.
You guys talked about that you guys could win, finish with a great record, and, you know, a team like
and don't even make it.
Yeah, right, and don't even make it. But a team like Green Bay, you know, they're 7-8-1 or whatever they are, could make
it. 7-7-1.
Yeah, 7-7-1. Sorry about that. Obviously, you've been looking at that quite a bit. I mean, yeah. has that sort of irony struck you guys that you have this great season, but the way the playoffs are structured, you could have a better record than a couple of teams that do get into the playoffs?
Yeah, it is weird, but, you know, this playoff system been in place for years and years, you know, so there's nothing that we can do about it. It's just a couple games that we wish we could have took back early in the season, like the Rams game. We blew a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter with 4 minutes to go or something like that. Philadelphia game, we wish we could have had that game back, and we wouldn't have been in this predicament. But that's just how the rules are right now. So, you know, we're not being little girls about it and moaning and things like that. We just want to continue just winning the ball games that we want to control what we can control, and that's our game on Sundays, and we'll see what the outcome is after that.
Is the 49ers game a regret for you guys? It seemed like you were getting back into that game late, and there was a turnover, and the 49ers held on after that.
Actually, every game we lost is a regret because we thought we had a pretty good opportunity to win it every game. But that was a tough loss right there to have the offense go down and drive the ball. We just feel like we was getting the momentum back. And, you know, Patrick Willis made a great play on Larry, punching the ball out. You know, I thought that was a hell of a defensive play. And I kind of think that changed the momentum of the game. You know, so as a team, we have to definitely look past that, and we have to do what we need to do to when we are in that situation again, know how to handle it and bring the ball back home and put the ball in the end zone if we need a touchdown, whatever the situation may be.
Patrick, I think the Niners would like to know how to beat the Seahawks in Seattle. Any secrets that you could share?
Honestly, just jump on them early. You know, obviously, you know, Seattle is a pretty good team. They do the things they like to do, and they do it well. I believe if you shut down those things early, you know, get them into a one-dimensional team, which is throwing the football, I think you have a pretty good opportunity to win it.
Will you be scoreboard watching on Sunday?
Actually, I won't because, you know, obviously the Saints game is the same time as ours, but we're here to news one way or another. So, well, like I said, but the only thing we can do right now is focus on a 49ers game and preparing the rest of this, the last couple of days and coming out of that game with a victory. That's our main goal right now, is getting the 11th win.
All right. Hey, Patrick, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
No problem, guys. Thanks.
Okay, thank you.